Archers for the week 22nd to 27th of April 2001.
Lillian's expected for lunch at Home Farm as if Bran hadn't got enough troubles.
Such a fuss, darling. It won't take you 10 minutes.
She's got herself a hire car, hasn't she?
Oh, so Mum tells me.
So why is she still expecting to be chauffeured everywhere?
Oh, you know Lillian, darling.
Unfortunately.
And she'll probably have a few glasses of wine with lunch.
A few.
And then she won't be able to drive back.
Don't imagine Lillian gives a damn about drink driving.
Oh, that's very unfair. She likes to have a good time, but she's not irresponsible.
Besides, what about me?
What about you?
If I've got to drive her back to Grey Gables, I can't have any wine with lunch.
Oh, is that Roy?
What on earth are you doing here? Morning, Roy.
Hello.
Something the matter?
No, that's okay.
Phoebe's all right, isn't she?
Yeah, she's fine. No, I'd just come to ask you a favour.
What sort of favour?
Well, the thing is, it's not definite yet, but I decided I really want to give Hayley a bit of a honeymoon.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, we said we weren't going to because of, you know, the expense and everything, but, well, I know it's a bit last minute, but could you look after Phoebe?
Yes, yes, of course.
How long?
It'd only be 3 or 4 days. We'd be back by the end of the week.
Where are you going?
London, I hope. I haven't booked anything yet.
Quick, better get your skates on.
Yeah, I know. But I only just made up my mind, and this was the first thing to get sorted, and someone to look after Phoebe. And Mum's got a lot on at the moment, so...
Well, at least that was one less problem for us, isn't it, darling?
What?
Well, when we went on our honeymoon, we were to get to look after Adam and Debbie.
Who did look after them?
Auntie Chris. You must remember. They just stayed on at home with her.
I think my man was on other things.
where'd you go?
Only to Cambridgeshire. We spent a week looking at farms.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. I remember it well.
God, you make it sound like we spent the entire time appraising livestock and discussing the price of grain.
It'll be 25 years ago next month.
Oh, really?
Yes. Silver weddings on the 29th of May.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. How have we stuck at this low air, Jenny?
Oh, don't be silly.
Anyway, I best get on. I'm due in at work.
And Brian's just on his way to Grey Gables as well. My sister Lillian's staying there.
Yes, I know.
I bet you do. She makes her presence felt, does Lillian?
Oh, anyway, about the honeymoon, I want it to be a surprise.
Ooh, you're not going to tell Hayley?
No.
Ooh, how romantic.
So if you could, you know, keep it to yourselves?
Of course we will.
Oh, thanks. Well, I must go. Bye-bye.
Bye, Roy. I've been thinking, Brian.
What?
Maybe we could have a second honeymoon.
What are you talking about?
For our civil wedding.
Don't be daft.
Well, why not?
Have you forgotten already?
Well, what?
Borchester Mills.
Oh, that.
Oh, that, she says. You just don't make the connection, do you? We have lost thousands.
Well, I know that, but
we've still... thousands of pounds that you can't spend. Particularly on inessentials like second honeymoons.
Well, needn't cost much.
And God knows what Matt Crawford's going to say.
Oh, haven't you spoken to him yet?
Jenny, it's Sunday.
I do wish you'd get it over with.
And I have to go and collect your sister. Which is worse, I wonder.
What?
Would I rather be marooned on a desert island with Matt Crawford or with Lillian?
Bad news, I'm afraid. Trudy's just called in sick.
You want me to cover?
Would you mind?
No, not at all. It's very quiet.
Well, we're used to that, aren't we? Anyway, thanks. I'll just make a note.
Well, Hayley's taking Phoebe to see her folks, so I'll give her a ring and tell her not to worry back.
Only I've got plans for the rest of the day.
Oh, I could do with the money, to be honest. I've just decided we really can't get married and have no honeymoon at all, so I'm going to take Hayley to London for a few days.
Oh, what a good idea.
In fact, maybe you can help. I don't know where to start with hotels in London, and... I don't want to end up somewhere horrible, but I can't afford anything too grand.
So, you want somewhere nice but not expensive?
And reasonably central?
I know just the place.
Oh, do you?
Hmm. Nice little family-run hotel. Rather eccentric, but full of character.
Well, sounds great.
Only it does tend to get rather booked up.
Well, this is the trouble. I've left it a bit late.
What dates are we talking about?
7th to the 10th of May. We come back on the Friday.
Let me give them a ring. The proprietor owes me a favour. We had some American cousins of his staying at Grey Gables.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Oliver.
Afternoon.
You're a bit early.
Do you want me to go away again?
No,
it's a beautiful day.
Yes, I know.
They're forecasting rain later, so if we're going to take the horses out, we'd better make the most of it.
Are you going riding?
Only around my land at Grange Farm. All we can do till these wretched restrictions are lifted.
Yeah. Well, I suppose horses still have to be exercised, don't they?
Absolutely. So, are you ready?
I just need to do a quick check on the dining room.
I'll do it.
We're two waiters short and there's a ruby wedding party.
So... Roy can manage, can't you, Roy?
Yeah, if there's one bit of this job I've got plenty of experience of, it's waiting at tables.
Maybe I better just pull
Maybe you better just get your coat.
Yeah, go on, you get off.
If you're sure.
I'll be fine.
I'll call in this evening.
No need.
Come along, Caroline.
Why do I stay? Inertia, I suppose.
Hmm.
I really should have up sticks as soon as Ralph died. And I was only 33, after all. I could have made a new start. I didn't. Where are you going?
Just going to see what happened to Jenny.
Well, isn't she still on the phone?
Well, she seems to be an awfully long time. Kate doesn't usually ring on a Sunday. It's usually Thursday or Friday when Phoebe's here.
You're so lucky, you know. The way your children keep in touch.
Still always worry when Kate rings.
I'm expected to be grateful if James rings once a month.
She only ever used to call when she was in trouble or needed money.
But she's settled down now.
Oh, I sincerely hope so.
And Debbie, too.
Yes.
Such a shame they couldn't join us for lunch.
Yes.
What are they up to today?
Well, Debbie and Simon?
Mm.
No idea. Would you like some more coffee?
How long have they been married now?
Nearly a year.
Oh, so the romance won't have worn off yet. No, no, no more coffee, thanks. Though a smidgen more brandy wouldn't go amiss.
Right.
They probably still spend some days in bed, don't you think?
I prefer not to think about it.
Remember what it was like, Brian? Those early days when you couldn't keep your hands off each other.
What, even you and Ralph?
Why do you say it like that?
I always think of Ralph as, you know...
He was only 46 when we married, you know. 22 years different. Just like Debbie and Simon. Oh, he is gorgeous, isn't he?
Who?
Simon.
I'm afraid his charms rather pass me by.
Mm, well, I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Is your brandy?
Thanks.
Oh, sorry to be so long. That was Kate on the phone.
So we gathered.
Everything all right?
Oh, yes, yes, fine. She was just telling me all about the arrangements for the christening.
What christening?
Oh, Nolly's, of course.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't think Kate went in for that sort of thing.
Oh, a good man's influence.
First marriage, now christening. She'll be joining the WI, next.
It's going to be in 2 months' time, and they're going to have a big party.
Mm.
Well, the wedding was very quiet, you see, so this is to celebrate both, and we're invited.
What?
Isn't that marvellous? Do you want some more coffee, Lillian?
No, no.
We can't possibly go.
What do you mean?
We can't afford it.
Oh, Brian, for heaven's sake.
I'm serious, Jenny. We lost a hell of a lot of money when Borchester Mills went down.
This is our granddaughter's christening.
And that's on top of one of the worst year's returns since I bought this farm.
Oh, don't be such a wet blanket, Brian.
I'm simply being practical, Lillian. Anyway, I can't possibly leave the farm.
Mid-June? Well, what's to keep you? There's plenty of time to organise things.
I tell you what, Jennifer, why don't you and I go?
What?
I'll pay for the trip. I don't mind.
Oh, no, Lillian.
And I'm just dying to meet this gorgeous black man. What did you say his name was?
Lucas.
Lucas, yes, of course. Everyone's talking about him. Sounds like an absolute doll.
Oh, there you go, Jenny. Problem solved.
Oh, no, no, no. It's you and me who've been invited to meet Lucas's family.
I don't mind putting that off for a year or two.
Oh, please, Brian, be serious.
I am.
Look, Kate wants us there for Nolly's christening.
Frankly, a christening in some African township is not my idea of fun. We'd probably have to dance.
Ooh, I like the sound of this more and more.
Wasn't I just saying this morning, Brian, that we ought to do something special for our silver wedding?
Well, I thought we were. We're having dinner at Grey Gables.
Oh, you can do that any day of the week.
Well, absolutely. But our granddaughter will only be christened once. We can't possibly miss it. And a trip to South Africa, well, that could be our second honeymoon.
Where is everyone?
It's a bit like the Marie Celeste, isn't it?
All your guests must be tucked up in bed watching television.
Oh, Roy.
Oh, hello. You checking up on me?
No, of course not.
We fancied a nightcap, that's all.
Where is everyone?
Oh, having an early night, I guess.
Well, where's Keith?
I sent him home. Poor bloke was knackered.
Who's Keith?
The barman.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the guests kept him up till gone half past two last night, and I thought, well, since we're so quiet tonight...
So, what'll you have, him?
Oh, Calvados would be nice.
Mm, I'll make that too.
Right.
The guest who kept Keith up last night. Do you happen to know who it was?
Yes.
Mrs. Bellamy?
That was too easy.
She's still here.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought she just came for your friend Nelson's funeral.
Didn't we all?
How long she stay?
Your guess is as good as mine. Oh, Roy, I nearly forgot. I phoned my contact in London, and he says yes, he does have a room available.
Oh, brilliant.
The Venetian room.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Probably has a bed shaped like a gondola. It's a little bit eccentric, this place. Anyway, I'll give you the details tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much, Caroline.
And I said you'd ring him to confirm.
Oh, that is great. Anyway, yeah, enjoy your drinks. Ooh.
Thanks.
And give me a shout if you want anything else.
Cheers.
So, how long are you going to be away?
Only till Thursday.
Do you want me to keep an eye on the house?
No, it's all right.
Oh, I could go in and draw the curtains and switch lights on and off.
It's only a couple of days, and Ed Grundy said it'll drop round.
You told Ed you were going to be away?
Uh-huh.
And that the house was going to be empty?
Yes.
Oliver, honestly.
What?
Asking Ed Grundy to keep an eye on your house is like asking a fox to look out for your chickens.
Oh, rubbish. He's been coming around for several weeks now, and he's made himself very useful.
How much are you paying him?
Well, I slip him the odd fiver, that's all.
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
Off duty tonight, are we?
Yes.
Haven't we met somewhere before?
Yes. Here.
Yes, I remember the face.
Oliver Sterling.
Oh, of course. You're the one who's bought Grange Farm.
That's right.
I used to own all that, you know. Well, yeah, at least my husband did. Mind you, that's going back a few years.
Evening, Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, hello. Where's Keith tonight?
Oh, he's gone home. You got me instead.
Oh, well, I'll have a brandy and ginger ale, please, Roy.
Right you are.
You know, you really will have to have a word with Caroline about your wearing denim. It's very quiet tonight.
It often is on a Sunday.
Do you mind if I join you?
We were just off, actually.
Yes, it's getting a bit late, isn't it?
And I've got an early start.
Oh, what a shame.
Some other time, perhaps.
Well, Roy, looks like it's just you and me, then.
It's Phil's birthday and everyone's making a special effort.
Ooh, Phil adores that.
I know. That's why I made it.
I haven't done it for years because it's so fiddly.
I so rarely make puddings these days. It's lovely to have the chance to do something really spectacular. Anyway, I've put it in a box and wrapped two plastic bags around it. So if you want to spray it with a disinfectant...
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary.
But whatever you do, keep it the right way up.
I'll take care, don't worry. So you leave it at the gate?
Yeah, on my way back to work. In about 20 minutes, OK?
Shame you can't be here.
Yes, I know. Though, to be honest, I don't think Alistair would have made it anyway.
He's still in demand, is he?
Oh, it just doesn't stop. He's exhausted, poor love.
It's just... Well, it's a bit of tradition, isn't it? All the family getting together for your father's birthday.
Yes, I know.
Still, it can't be helped.
No, and we'll have a big celebration when all this is over.
If we get through it.
Yes, of course. Are you going to lift the siege at the end of this week?
I don't know. It's up to David and Ruth, isn't it?
There'd be no more confirmed cases.
I know, but... Oh, before I forget, darling, you will be going to this meeting on Wednesday, won't you?
About the housing development?
That's one thing I do regret missing. It's going to be a disaster for us if these houses get built.
Why particularly for us?
For your father and me. With it being so close to Glebe Cottage.
Oh, it's not really that close.
It is. I have to say, darling, that if we were buying a place from a stranger, we might well be having second thoughts.
What?
Well, we agreed to buy a house in a charming rural setting. And suddenly it's not rural anymore, it's a housing estate.
Oh, Mum, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Do you think so?
Well, it probably won't get built anyway.
I sincerely hope not.
If there's enough opposition locally.
That's why I wanted to be at the meeting. So, will you go as my representative and make it very clear how we feel?
Thought you were going to look at the grass.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Dad.
Is he going with you?
Yep.
You surely don't need your dad to tell you whether the grass is bulking up enough.
It's his birthday.
What's that got to do with anything?
On his birthday, if he wants to share with me his accumulated wisdom on the subject of silage...
Oh, right.
Who am I to deny him?
And it beats mucking out.
Yeah, that can wait.
By the way, I had a call from Alan.
What, consultant Alan?
Yeah. wanted to know if we were still in the market for some dairy cattle. Eventually, I mean.
How does he know?
Oh, I rang him a while ago, didn't I tell you?
No.
When we first knew how much extra income we'd made on the milk, I rang to say thanks, really. As it was his intervention that got the herd producing so well.
And you told him we were going to expand?
Well, that we'd like to, assuming we get through the foot and mouth unscathed. And assuming it doesn't go on forever.
Yeah, well, don't start counting chickens.
I know. But Alan knows a farmer in Cheshire who's got some milk-recorded heifers with a really high profit index.
Yeah, well, we can't even go and look at them at the moment.
But I thought it might be worth a phone call, you know, just to say we might be interested.
What are they to say about counting chickens?
Oh, come on. We've got to start thinking about the future sometime.
Hello?
Hi, Mum.
What's that?
It's a pudding for tonight. Shula's contribution to the feast. Do you know where Phil is?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
In the kitchen?
Yeah. We're both going to take a look at the grass.
Oh, dear, is he coming out here?
Oh, hide it in the Land Rover. Now, hang on, I'll open the door for you.
Thanks.
We were just setting off when Jennifer rang.
Again?
Yeah, to wish him many happy returns.
Oh, it may be some time then.
Why?
She'll want to tell him all about their trip to Johannesburg.
They're going to visit Kate.
There's to be a christening party for the baby, apparently.
Christening? Kate's having the baby christened.
Don't believe it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, what's incredible is that they're going at all. I mean, how much did they lose when Borchester Mills went down?
A good few thousand.
And they can still afford jaunts to South Africa.
Oh, looky there.
Oh. You know, I've always suspected Brian of keeping a secret stash in some offshore tax haven.
Oh, I could just do with a holiday in the sun.
I'd settle for a shopping trip to Borchester.
A stroll down to the Bull would do me.
So she's what, your aunt?
Cousin, actually. Can you pass me the sticky tape?
Yeah. She's, quite a character, isn't she?
That's the polite way of putting it.
Well, she was the only customer, and Roy said she talked non-stop.
Oh, dear.
And in the end, he had to just close the bar, otherwise she'd have carried on all night.
No, Freddie, that ribbon is not for playing with.
And particularly not for putting it in your mouth. Come on, give it back. Good boy.
Best to wrap round Grandad's birthday present. So, anyway, Roy had to start listening to Tales of Lillian's Love Life, did he?
Yes, at the expense of his own.
One of the hazards of being a barman, people pour out their troubles to you.
Yeah.
Probably why Lillian got on so well with Nelson. He was a brilliant listener.
Well, Roy didn't get home till nearly three.
I thought you were looking a bit tired.
Eh? Oh, worrying about the wedding keeps me awake. So much to organise.
Yeah, that's Dad's present, Dan. No, Freddie, no, it's not for you.
Are you going to leave it at the gate?
Yes, and follow it up with a phone call. Sad, isn't it? Can't even give my dad a kiss on his birthday. Anyway, did you decide about your hair?
Oh, now that is our biggest mistake.
What?
Getting married on a bank holiday.
Why?
Well, everyone's got the day off, haven't they? Including my hairdresser.
Oh, dear.
I've spent the past fortnight trying to make up my mind whether I should wear my hair up or down, and I finally decide, definitely got to be up. So I ring the hairdresser and say, can you do my hair for the wedding, please? And she says, no, she's taking her kids to the fair in Felpersham.
I don't know. Some people just haven't got their priorities right, have they?
No.
Please, don't tell me she's been trying it on with Roy Tucker.
She just kept him up talking.
Oh. Mind you, it wouldn't surprise me. You know what Lillian's like, anything in trousers.
Why is she still staying at Grey Gables?
Must be costing her a fortune.
Well, she's got a fortune, hasn't she?
You'd think she'd stay with her mum, wouldn't you?
Yeah, with Brian and Jennifer.
Yes, Jenny's wondering why she doesn't.
I should think she's mightily relieved, isn't she?
Brian certainly is.
Yeah, I'll bet. He's got enough on his plate at the moment.
Have you talked to Debbie at all?
Not since last week, no.
I hope she's cheered up a bit.
Yeah, she was really down. Mind you, so would I be if Borchester Mills owed us that sort of money.
Mm. Could you get some glasses out, David?
Yeah, sure. Hey, what's this? A card from Kenton?
Yes, that was a surprise.
Must be the first time ever.
I bet it was Mel.
That's what I said. He's never remembered a birthday in his life, except Shula's, of course.
Well, he'd have some difficulty forgetting that, wouldn't he? Mind you, knowing Kenton.
No sign of the baby, I suppose.
Not as far as we know. We tried phoning earlier, but there was no reply. Elizabeth said she spoke to him last week.
Really?
Nothing to report. Except that Mel's the size of a house and thoroughly fed up.
Oh, I remember the last couple of weeks before Pip was born. I thought I'd go mad.
Hey, talking of Pip, it's remarkably quiet.
She's out with Phil in the garden.
Ah.
She's been a real pain these past few days.
It is very hard on her.
I know, But if she mentions once more about being a bridesmaid...
Oh, don't.
I've nearly lost my temper a couple of times. But Bert, he's got the patience of Job. He really has.
Yeah. If we didn't need him on the farm, I'd offer him a full-time job as nanny.
He took them for a nature walk this afternoon.
Has she done any proper schoolwork today?
A bit, yes. But she thought since it was her granddad's birthday...
Oh, any excuse.
Oh, and talking of school, we must remember to watch the local news on Thursday night. Rowena Hickey's going to be on.
Who's Rowena Hickey?
The one who's doing the mosaic.
Oh, the weird one.
She's not weird for an artist.
Anyway, Shula says she's determined to talk about the threat to the school.
I bet she is.
She was pretty hacked off about it, wasn't she?
Wouldn't you be if you got a commission like that and suddenly discover that what you're creating is going to be a memorial to something dead?
So remember, Thursday, 6:30.
Right.
Now, is that everything?
I think so.
Will you open the wine, David?
Yeah, okay. Oh, this looks very superior.
From Elizabeth.
Ah.
Yes, everyone's contributed something. Shula made the pudding and Chris sent over the most beautiful Stilton. It's just a shame they can't all be here.
Have you, spoken to Auntie Chris?
Yeah, she phoned earlier.
Any news about the move?
Yes. She said they'd had the surveyor's report back.
On the police house?
Yes.
And?
All right, she said. Nothing structurally wrong with the place.
So they'll be going ahead, will they?
I think so. Although, like us, they're worried sick about this housing development.
I've got some mineral water. You can water it down, but you simply must stay and have a drink with me.
Save you from drinking on your own.
Absolutely.
Where's Alistair tonight?
He's still on a call.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's still non-stop. Only it feels so odd not going to Brookfield for Dad's birthday.
It's weird, isn't it?
We ought at least to drink his health.
Have you talked to him today?
Yes, he seemed okay.
Pretty chipper, I thought.
Do you want some water with that?
Oh, yes, fill it up.
Okay. Only I, had a slightly worrying conversation with Mum.
What about?
This housing development. She seems to be convinced it'll ruin the view from here.
You won't be able to see it.
No, I know.
With the garden wall being so high and all the trees beyond.
I must admit, when I first heard about it, I was pretty horrified.
You might catch the odd glimpse from the end of the garden, I suppose.
But, well, Alistair and I, we've talked about it endlessly. And we started to realise that it's really not all bad news.
More business.
Exactly. And heaven knows the stables could do with it.
But Mum doesn't see it that way.
No. She thinks it's going to be a complete blot on the landscape and ruin the character of the village.
That's what they said about Gleeblands.
Mm. Only, she's asked me to go to this meeting on Wednesday and voice her objections.
Oh.
And I really couldn't bring myself to tell her I really don't share them.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, what do you reckon?
Oh, it was a great evening. Cheered me up no end.
Yeah, it was.
Wonderful meal, as usual.
Yeah, it was brilliant. So, why have I got this uneasy feeling in the pit of my stomach?
You shouldn't have had that third helping of pudding.
It's great, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Shula's obviously looking to inherit Jill's mantle as champion pudding maker.
No, she's not going to get any competition from this quarter, is she?
I'm afraid not, no.
But seriously, though, love, am I being paranoid, or did I get the distinct impression that Mum and Dad are having second thoughts about moving to Glebe Cottage?
No, you're not being paranoid.
Because of this wretched development.
Yeah. Mind you, I can understand it. I think in their shoes, I'd feel much the same.
But if they don't move there, we won't be able to have this place.
I know. And we'll be back in the bungalow. Again.
Jennifer won't take no for an answer.
Borchester, I might as well pop into the travel agents.
Oh, Jenny.
Well, there's no harm in just seeing how much it would cost.
Whatever it costs, we can't afford it.
Well, how do you know until I've looked? you said yourself. It is their winter.
Oh, how many times do I have to tell you?
Well, it is off-season.
We have a real cash flow crisis.
There are bound to be some wonderfully cheap deals going.
And how's he going to look to the board of Borchester Land, eh?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, if we've just lost them huge sums of money and then I swan off on holiday...
Who's that?
Talk of the devil.
What's he doing here?
Well, I've left half a dozen messages asking him to get in touch, but I didn't expect him to...
Brian, does he know it was me who told the parish council about the housing development?
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't tell him. Afternoon.
Then what's good about it?
Hello, Matt.
Jennifer.
Well, I'm afraid I'm just on my way out, but I'm sure it's Brian you've come to see anyway.
Well, hang on, Jenny.
No, got to dash. I'll see you later, darling.
So you want to see me?
Yes.
Let me guess, a petition from the widows and orphans of this parish pleading with me not to despoil their village idol.
No, it's not that, actually.
I see there's a public meeting on Wednesday.
Oh, you've heard about that.
Bit difficult to ignore. The old village is plastered with posters.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Well?
That's not why I was trying to get hold of you. Something else has come up.
What?
Let's go to my office, shall we?
There's a huge demand for veg boxes.
You don't have to tell me.
If you put it off till next year, somebody else is going to fill the gap in the market.
I know, but Dad's saying
there
that...
a new organic enterprise is springing up all over the place.
Oh, look, it's our first year producing such a range of veg. We really ought to wait.
You've got to give your customers what they want.
Yes, but we should just...
Otherwise, they'll go somewhere else.
Well, Dad thinks we should wait until we've established our cropping patterns.
We can't afford to wait.
Oh, I know, Helen. Well, I'm on your side here. But it's your Dad who's actually got to produce the veg, and he's finding it difficult enough just to keep the shop supplied.
Mm, don't we all know it?
He's very tired. This is the trouble. Afternoon.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Jennifer. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing in particular. I was just passing, so I thought I'd drop in.
Oh, since I'm here, some butter, please.
Oh, Mum, can you just...
Yeah. Thanks. Actually, I'm just on my way to the travel agents. We're off to Johannesburg.
Want to visit Kate?
Mm-hmm. They're having a christening party for Nolly.
What?
Oh, yes. Going to be quite an occasion by the sound of it. All Lucas's family are coming. Well, Kate is desperate for us to go, so she won't be completely outnumbered.
Lovely.
I am so looking forward to it.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Afternoon.
Hello, Tony.
What are you doing here?
Well, I just dropped in.
No, not you, not you. Oh. Pat.
Well, deliveries, of course. What do you think?
Oh, hell's teeth.
What is the matter?
Well, you could have saved me a journey.
Whoops. Oh, sorry. My fault. What?
I got a call from Helen saying she was desperately short of potatoes.
I should have rung earlier.
I've had to drop everything to drive into Borchester.
And I should have asked.
Tommy tractor hoeing the lettuces. I dread to think what I'm going to find when I get back.
Why?
Well, the last time I let him loose with a tractor hoe, he ripped up three rows of plants.
Oh, dear. Somebody's not having a very good day, are they?
I'm not having a very good year, Jennifer.
Old age creeping up on you, is it? Well, you have just hit the half century, haven't you?
Jennifer and Brian are off to South Africa.
Yes. Kate's invited us for Nolly's christening.
Well, I'm surprised you can afford it.
Ever makes you say that?
Well, didn't Brian get stung when Borchester Mills went down?
Who told you?
It's all round the village.
Oh, really? The way people talk. How much do I owe for the butter?
189.
So, he didn't get stung?
Oh, they did owe us a certain amount. Yes, it's unfortunate, but it's not that serious. There you are, Helen. £1.89.
Thanks.
Now I must get along to the travel agents.
Yes, and I'd better make a move.
What? Isn't anyone going to help me unload these potatoes?
But how could you not have seen it coming?
Well, I just didn't.
Just been on the cars for months.
Well, I didn't, though.
Everyone else did, aren't you?
Well, thanks for warning me, Matt.
I didn't think I needed to. You're supposed to be the one with the local knowledge.
Yes.
And you can't go blaming this one on the global market and the downturn in world prices.
No.
It's on your doorstep, staring you in the face.
Well, I simply had no idea.
Oh, Brian.
I'm sorry.
Borchester Mills has been on the skids for ages.
Well, nobody told me.
In fact, I've had my eye on that site since last year.
What, the actual mill?
Prime town centre location, right, for redevelopment into loft-style apartments.
Just what Borchester needs.
Hopeless for a concern like theirs, of course, should have relocated years ago. So it didn't surprise me when I heard they were in trouble. I thought, great, just have to buy me time. Bit of luck, they'll be going into liquidation. That lovely bit of real estate will fall into my lap.
So it's not all bad news, then?
This is not a joke, Brian.
I'm sorry.
I was simply pointing out that Borchester Mills' problems have been common knowledge for I don't know how long.
So you keep telling me.
And yet I find that not only have you continued to trade with them all this time, but you've managed to lose 7 grand down a great black hole.
Yeah, I lost a fair bit myself as well.
And that's supposed to make me feel better, is it?
Well, I just can't believe, if it was so blindingly obvious, why nobody thought to mention it to me.
I shall have to make a full report to the board, of course.
Yeah, sure.
They are not going to be happy.
Well, I'm not ecstatic about it myself.
Particularly after last year's disastrous results.
Which you can't blame me for.
Let's just hope this housing development will turn the tide.
Right.
Ah, which reminds me, there's a young woman called Brenda Tucker, who I understand is some kind of relation of yours.
Brenda? God, no.
No?
Well, I mean, her brother and my daughter used to...
Yeah, I don't need to know the intimate details of your family tree, Bri. All I'm saying is, if you want to earn yourself a few brownie points, you might have a word in that young lady's ear.
What about?
Just tell her to keep her nose out of my business.
But she's a reporter.
I know that.
Well, it's her job to stick her nose in.
Radio bullshit. I had enough trouble with that Wayne Foley the other week.
Yes, I remember.
Why can't they stick to pop music and celebrity gossip?
Well, what exactly has Brenda been doing?
Just asking questions about things that don't concern her. And you would like me to forget about that $7,000, wouldn't you, Brian?
Well...
So I suggest you have a fatherly word with little Miss Tucker.
All right. Well, that should keep you going for a day or two.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
And Helen, do try and remember.
Yeah, yeah,
if you're running short of something, let me know the night before.
I've said I'm sorry.
So that we don't end up having to make unnecessary journeys.
I know. Inessential food miles.
Yeah, exactly. And an awful waste of my time.
Sorry. But since you're here, Dad, can I make a suggestion?
Well, as long as it's not about veg boxes.
Oh, no, it's nothing to do with them. Well... Only in the sense that if we did get the box scheme off the ground...
Oh, what did I just say?
Sorry. No, I was going to suggest that we should start making our own cheese.
Oh, God, Helen.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
We're already stocking... how many varieties of cheese?
I know.
All supplied by reputable independent cheesemakers, who are doing an excellent job, thank you very much.
But our customers are
saying... possible advantage is there for us in trying to undercut them?
But customers keep asking. Well, why do we supply Bridge Farm yogurt and butter and cream, but no cheese?
So... You tell them it's because your poor, overworked mum and dad simply haven't got the time.
You wouldn't have to lift a finger.
Now, we ever heard that before?
No, seriously. Well, dairy's not your department anyway, is it?
Well, your mother's at full stretch, too.
It would be my project.
Well, what about this place?
Well, the shop's ticking over really well now. I know when the busy periods are. Anne and I can leave Kirsty to cope on her own.
No, Helen. I'm sorry.
But Dad, I've got the training. I learnt all about cheese making at Rees Heath. And I had a year's experience with Anne Baxter.
She's going to love you, isn't she?
Who?
Anne Baxter. You go in there on a work placement and then set up in competition.
Well, that's free enterprise for you.
No, love. I'm sorry.
But, Dad...
Can we just try and get through this first year, please? Maybe next year, when I know what I'm doing with the veg and salad crops.
But this wouldn't involve you at all. It would just be Mum and me.
No. I'm sorry, but not now.
He didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. That man is quite insufferable.
You didn't lose your temper with him, did you?
Jenny, I could have happily punched him in the mouth.
But you didn't?
No, no. I gritted my teeth and took the abuse.
Oh, and you didn't tell him it was Debbie who sold the grain?
No. No, no, he'd be game by dropping her in it.
No, but it does mean you have to take all the flak. Mm. Just like you have over the housing development. You're such a hero. Would you like another drink?
I wouldn't say no.
Well, you've earned it. Now... Would you like to hear some good news?
Well, I could do with some.
Well, I went to the travel agent.
Oh, Jenny.
Let me finish. There are some marvellous cheap deals to be had on flights to Johannesburg because of it being off-season. And like you said, it's their winter. But it's still quite warm, like an English spring, apparently.
How can I get through to you?
No, listen, darling. It will still be the dry season, so it's perfect for going on safari. So we can spend a few days in the Kruger National Park, and then we can fly to Durban.
Oh, another flight?
Well, it's only an internal flight and it costs next to nothing. And there are wonderful beaches in Durban and it's really warm there, you see?
You're not going to give up, are you?
Darling, after these past few months, you really need a holiday.
But what about the farm?
Debbie can cope.
And what about Alice, for heaven's sake? We can't take her out of school. Who's that?
Well, Mum will look after Alice. Well, either that or Debbie can move in. Oh, hello, Roy. Come on in.
Thanks.
Evening.
Hello. I got a message. You were trying to ring me at work.
Oh, yes, that's right.
There's not a problem, is there? Only I've booked the hotel now.
What?
Well, for the honeymoon?
Oh, no, that's absolutely fine. We're expecting Phoebe for that week.
Oh, that's a relief.
Where are you going?
Oh, London. Caroline got it sorted for me. found us a hotel, got me a list of restaurants, and I booked for Mamma Mia. You know, that ABBA show.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. Hayley should enjoy it. So, why are you trying to ring me?
Well, actually, Roy, I wanted to ask you a little favour.
What sort of favour?
Oh, but before that, I really must apologise for my sister Lillian.
Why?
What's she done now?
Well, I hear she kept you up half the night on Sunday.
That's all right.
Kept you up? Doing what?
Talking.
Oh.
No, she was in the bar, that's all.
Oh, poor you. I had an earful over lunch on Sunday.
It was okay, really. Anyway, this favour?
Oh, yes. Well, I was wondering if, since we're looking after Phoebe while you're on your honeymoon, could we possibly have her again for 2 weeks in the middle of June?
Why?
Well, the thing is...
Oh, so you'd already made up your mind this afternoon, had you? Before you discussed it with me.
My mind was made up as soon as Kate suggested it.
So my opinion counts for nothing.
I knew you'd come round in the end, darling.
I haven't definitely said yes yet.
But you will, won't you?
I'm sorry, what are you...
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy. I really should explain. Kate has invited us to Johannesburg for Nolly's christening. And so I wanted to ask you, will it be all right? Can we take Phoebe to South Africa for a visit?
A meeting to discuss the housing development, and feelings are running high.
You will be coming, won't you, Betty?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
And yourself, Julie?
Some of us have got to work.
I don't know that you're going to have many customers tonight. I reckon most of the village is going to be at the meeting.
Yeah, feelings are running pretty high, aren't they?
Well, not surprised.
£6.20, please.
It would ruin the village. A great housing estate that close to the green.
Oh, I don't think it'd be so bad. There you go, Batney.
Thanks. Ah, come on, it'd be an eyesore.
Not necessarily. Bit of decent landscaping. Plant a few more trees. You'll hardly know it's there.
We're talking about 38 houses.
£3.80 change. 38 families, all of whom will be very welcome at the Bull. Tart.
Shouldn't guard your chickens.
And I expect you'll be glad of a few more customers, won't you, Betty? Oh, well, yeah, but I'm not sure
the sort of people who live in executive houses with double garages are not the sort of people who go to pubs.
Rubbish.
Or patronise the village shop. They stay at home and drink wine that they bought in a supermarket.
You take a look around next time you're in the Bull. There's plenty of Glebeland's folk coming for a gin and tonic. Isn't that right, Betty? Well, yeah, I suppose they do. And what about these low-cost houses, eh? There's plenty of folks around here crying out for affordable housing.
That's a terrible price to pay, though, isn't it? The complete ruination of the village.
Perhaps I'd better persuade Sid to hold the fort and come along to this meeting. Can't have the reactionaries having it all their own way. See ya. Bye, Jenny.
Did she just call me a reactionary?
Oh, well, I don't think she meant you specifically.
The cheek of the woman.
OK, next lot.
Go on. Go on, in you go. Dear, they don't take any notice of me.
Yeah, you need to be a bit more forceful. I'm just give them a good shove.
Oh, that's more than quick.
Quick, close the gate.
Right. Oh, dear, I'm a bit out of practice.
You're doing fine. I'm really grateful for your help. It's a nightmare trying to do this job single-handed.
Is that one all right?
What?
Well, that last one. It looks like it's got mange.
Oh, no, they're all pretty moth-eaten.
That one's practically bald.
Oh, dear, cobs always look horrible when they've been inside all winter.
Well, they do, don't they?
A couple of weeks outside, some nice fresh grass wheat. You won't recognise them.
Oh, keep still, you stupid thing. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. And this one's got worm all down his leg instead of on his back.
Oh, Joe, look, keep still.
There, yeah, that should do it. Oh, off you go then. Go on, you two.
Well... Are you ready for the next lot, then?
Right, no, hang on a second. Just let me get some more wormer. You're not in a hurry, are you?
No, I've got all the time in the world. Means a lot of extra work, not being able to employ casuals. Wish you didn't have to do it all.
Well, it's not so bad now Lamming's over. Dad's been pulling his weight when he can.
Lamming was tough going, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just odd jobs like this where you need an extra pair of hands.
Things should get easier, shouldn't they, from now on?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, late May and into June, things should be quite manageable, shouldn't they?
Well, the deer will be calving, and I doubt if his interminable foot and mouth will have gone away.
But you could manage without Dad, couldn't you?
What are you getting at?
Well, do you remember when we went to Barbados and you and Simon moved in to look after the farm?
Yes.
How would you feel about doing it again?
You're not going on holiday, are you?
Well, in June, Kate and Lucas are having a christening party for Nolly, and Kate so much wants Phoebe to be there, so she's invited
and
us.
And Dad's agreed?
Yes, finally.
I don't believe it.
He did take a bit of persuading.
I'll bet he did.
There you go. Two shepherds pie.
Oh, cheers, Johnny.
You going to this meeting tonight, Mike?
Me? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Nothing else to do, have I?
What's up with you?
Take no notice of him, Jolene. He's just bored.
Well, he ain't had a whiff of any casual work since this blooming foot and mouth started.
We're feeling the pinch and all, you know. We're still not back to our usual number of coach parties or weekend ramblers.
Same in the shop.
Well, at least we're still in business. Unlike some. Anyway, I'll see you this evening.
Yeah, right.
Do cheer up, love.
I'm sorry. It's just, well, Roy came round this morning.
I know, he said he was going to talk to Brenda about Haley's clothes for the honeymoon.
Well, he told me Jennifer and Brian are taking Phoebe to South Africa.
What?
Yeah, going out in June.
No.
Yeah. Roy don't feel he can say no, though he'd obviously like to.
Well, we knew Kate wanted her to visit, but
not this soon.
It's only 6 weeks since I went back.
Yeah, well, Roy ain't happy about it, I can tell you.
I mean, I know Jennifer will bring her back safely.
Yeah, that's not the point, is it?
How long are they going for?
Well, a couple of weeks.
Even so.
Yeah, I mean, Roy will be worrying himself sick all the time she's gone.
Yeah, and what about Hayley? How's she going to feel, poor love?
That's typical of the Aldridge, isn't it? 10 days before the wedding, they have to go upsetting everyone.
Yes, well, whose fault is it then?
Now, please, can we not descend to personal abuse? I wouldn't be here tonight.
But where is Mr. Aldridge?
If I was not as worried as you about a new estate of this size in Ambridge.
Yeah, why in the ear?
And my husband agrees with me.
But your husband is a director of Borchester Land, is he not?
But he had nothing to do with the formulation of this scheme.
Kept pretty quiet about it, though.
Well, it was presented to him as a fait accompli.
But when the parish council was alerted to what was going on, he had already known about it for several weeks.
He's bound by rules of confidentiality.
But now that the whole business is out in the open, could he not have come along here tonight?
Look, can we move on, do you think?
Look, why are you here?
Look, can we talk about... about how we're going to deal with this threat rather than raking over the who said what and when and...
Right, I agree. Shula, I think you were next.
Oh, right, thank you. Well, I'm here not representing myself so much as my family, who, as most of you know, are holed up at Brookfield because of the foot and mouth. But my mum in particular really wanted to be represented tonight because, well, she feels that this development will be a complete blot on the landscape and will turn Ambridge from a village into a commuter dormitory like Hollerton. Now, I've lived in Ambridge all my life and I don't want it to change. But that doesn't mean preserving it in Aspic. Because, to be honest, the village is nothing like it was when I was a small child. I mean, over the years, there have been masses of new houses built. Yes, yes, exactly. Past developments have all been relatively small and carried out with sensitivity. And they very soon blended into the landscape and really haven't changed the essential character of the village. But 38 houses on one site is maybe too much. But listen, on the other hand, new houses in the village, new families, will mean new business for the post office and the pub.
And the stables.
Yes, all right, and the stables. And like everyone else in Ambridge trying to make a living, we need new customers.
So you'd ruin the village to save your business?
No, of course I wouldn't. What I'm saying is that maybe we shouldn't oppose the development wholesale. Maybe if it was a smaller number of houses.
Thank you, Shula.
Well done.
Oh, I don't think I've made myself very popular. Can we have a bit of quiet, please?
Well,
Needed saying.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, who's next?
Look, I agree with you. Some people just have no idea how hard it is.
Perhaps you should have your say, Siobhan.
It's difficult trying to run a small business.
Hang on a minute.
Yes, most of the people here have well-paid jobs in Borchester or Felpersham.
Yes, some of us here reckon that what this village needs is hauling in the 21st century. No, listen. My kids are in their early 20s, just starting out in life. In no way they can afford a place of their own. And nothing really costs less than 100 grand, so if we want the next generation to stick around, we need some affordable housing.
Oh, come on, Mike. 8 low-cost units. That's all they're offering.
No, it's better than nothing.
It's a sop. It's a fig leaf.
If it means my kids can stay in the village, then I'm happy.
Oh, what's up? And the rest of us can go hang there.
This village won't have a future without young people. And another thing, Mrs. Hathaway, you're one of them has been shouting so loud about the threat to Loxley Barrett School. Well, 38 new houses means 38 new families with children. How are you going to square that circle, then, eh?
Whose fault is it, then?
Now, please, can we not descend to personal abuse? I wouldn't be here tonight.
But where is Mr. Aldridge?
If I was not as worried as you about a new estate of this size in Ambridge.
Yeah, why in the ear?
And my husband agrees with me.
But your husband is a director of Borchester Land, is he not?
But he had nothing to do with the formulation of this scheme.
Kept pretty quiet about it, though.
Well, it was presented to him as a fait accompli.
But when the parish council was alerted to what was going on, he had already known about it for several weeks.
He's bound by rules of confidentiality.
But now that the whole business is out in the open, could he not have come along here tonight?
Look, can we move on, do you think?
Look, why are you here?
Look, can we talk about... about how we're going to deal with this threat rather than raking over the who said what and when and...
Right, I agree. Shula, I think you were next.
Oh, right, thank you. Well, I'm here not representing myself so much as my family, who, as most of you know, are holed up at Brookfield because of the foot and mouth. But my mum in particular really wanted to be represented tonight because, well, she feels that this development will be a complete blot on the landscape and will turn Ambridge from a village into a commuter dormitory like Hollerton. Now, I've lived in Ambridge all my life and I don't want it to change. But that doesn't mean preserving it in Aspic. Because, to be honest, the village is nothing like it was when I was a small child. I mean, over the years, there have been masses of new houses built. Yes, yes, exactly. Past developments have all been relatively small and carried out with sensitivity. And they very soon blended into the landscape and really haven't changed the essential character of the village. But 38 houses on one site is maybe too much. But listen, on the other hand, new houses in the village, new families, will mean new business for the post office and the pub.
And the stables.
Yes, all right, and the stables. I'm like everyone else in Ambridge trying to make a living. We need new customers.
So you'd ruin the village to save your business?
No, of course I wouldn't. What I'm saying is that maybe we shouldn't oppose the development wholesale. Maybe if it was a smaller number of houses.
Thank you, Shula.
Well done.
Oh, I don't think I've made myself very popular.
Can we have a bit of quiet, please?
Well, it needed saying.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, who's next?
Look, I agree with you. Some people just have no idea how hard it is.
Perhaps you should have your say, Siobhan.
It's difficult trying to run a small business.
Hang on a minute.
Yes, most of the people here have well-paid jobs in Borchester or Felpersham.
Yes, some of us here reckon that what this village needs is hauling in the 21st century. Listen. My kids are in their early 20s, just starting out in life. In no way they can afford a place of their own. And nothing really costs less than 100 grand, so if we want the next generation to stick around, we need some affordable housing.
Oh, come on, Mike. 8 low-cost units. That's all they're offering.
No, it's better than nothing.
It's a sop. It's a fig leaf.
If it means my kids can stay in the village, then I'm happy.
Oh, what's up? And the rest of us can go hang there.
This village won't have a future without young people. And another thing, Mrs. Hathaway, you're one of them has been shouting so loud about the threat to Loxley Barrett School. Well, 38 new houses means 38 new families with children. How are you going to square that circle then, eh?
You haven't seen my husband, have you?
No, he's not been in.
Oh, he's supposed to be picking me up. Looks like he's late again.
Oh, that's husband for you.
I'll have a bottle of lager while I'm waiting.
I was hoping Sid would hold the fort tonight so I could go to this meeting, but no such luck.
Thought I'd steer well clear of that.
Oh, why is that then?
Oh, you know, my dad being on the border Borster land, it's open season on the Aldridge family.
Well, I thought your mum was going.
She is a very brave woman.
Hello, Debbie.
Oh, hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for Simon, as usual. Can I get you a drink?
Oh, yes, thanks. I'll have the same as you.
Meeting over, is it?
Yeah, just about.
How did it go?
Boisterous. Mum survived all right?
She was very good. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, okay.
David said you sounded really depressed last week.
Well, you heard what happened.
Yeah, he said you lost a bit in the collapse of Borchester Mills.
More than a bit. Did you know they were going under?
Well, I had heard the odd rumour.
It's what's so depressing. Everyone in the entire county seems to have known except me.
That's £5 then, please. Okay. So, was anything decided at this meeting?
Well, we elected an action committee who are going to write letters opposing the extension of the planning envelope.
Oh, so most people oppose the scheme?
Oh, yes, by far the majority.
Oh, I knew I should have gone along.
They're going to lobby for a public meeting with South Borsetshire Council.
Yeah, and I suppose we'll have another petition doing the rounds, will we?
I see some people. I mean, you think they was proposing to build a maximum security prison on the village green?
You shouldn't provoke Mrs. Snell like that.
Well, I'll have a pint, please, Jolene. What do you want, love?
Oh, half a lager, please. So you were a lone voice, were you, Mike?
Oh, pretty much. Susan Carter was the only other one prepared to stand up and be counted.
Yeah, she made a good speech, I thought.
I mean, even Clary was against it. Can you believe it? After all the time they were stuck in that awful flat in Borchester.
Well, I'm in favour, and so Sid.
Oh.
Well, he won't admit it, because he don't want to disagree with people.
I tried to put over the case for local businesses.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but you don't want to see them houses built.
Well, if they are built, I don't think my mum and dad will be moving to Glebe Cottage.
You're kidding?
No, Mum's really serious.
But if they don't move...
Yeah, David and Ruth won't get the farmhouse. I won't be able to afford the stables. And we'll all be back to square one.
Kathy is moving into April Cottage.
Can't be too careful. There's some well dodgy types live around here.
Well, thanks for keeping an eye on things.
That's no problem. Anytime you're away, you just give me the wink.
Right.
Oh, and I finished digging over in your veg patch. So, there's anything else you want doing?
You must be starting your exams any day now, aren't you?
I know. Couple of weeks, yeah. Anyway, like I said, I can't spend all day studying.
Right.
So, is there any other jobs?
Not at the moment, Ed.
Well.
Well, my next project will be to get that patch over there cleared and laid to lawn.
Well, I can do that.
No, I don't think so.
Of course I can.
Well, it's not just the brambles and the nettles need hacking back. There's all sorts of junk underneath.
Oh, no. That's where my dad used to dump bits of old cars.
I noticed a couple of exhaust pipes.
Mum was always on at him to clear it up, but he'd just wait for the brambles to grow over.
Actually, I was wondering about your dad.
What about him?
Well, he does contract gardening, doesn't he?
Nah, he flogs a bit of compost, but he don't know nothing about plants and that.
But didn't he lay that patch here for Mrs. Snell?
Oh, yeah, he does patios.
Well, that's what I want, somebody who can do a bit of hard landscaping.
So you want my dad to come and do your garden?
Would he be interested?
I don't know, he might be. Suppose. Depends what you're paying.
What you doing sitting out here on your backside?
I'm helping Dad put up the cane for his runner beans.
Oh, that helping. Holding me ball of twine.
But Cathy were moving in this afternoon.
I know that.
And have you offered to lend her a hand?
Oh, no.
Oh, honestly.
Well, I thought she'd appreciate being on her own.
Oh, you mean you just didn't think? Well, come along, we're going in there now.
What?
You too, Joe.
Well, I ain't busy.
No, your canes can wait. What about being a good neighbour, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And where have you been?
Nowhere.
Have you just got off your bike?
Yeah, well, I...
You're supposed to be revising. You promised me, Faith.
Oh, I have been. I've been at it all day, honest. I just nipped out for 5 minutes.
2 hours ago.
Oh, it weren't that long.
Edward, honestly, you won't get nowhere in this life without exams.
I managed.
Different now, though, innit? Your friend Fallon understands.
Don't talk to me about Fallon.
Jolene says she's really knuckled down to her revision.
Yeah, she's been a right pain in the bum.
Edward.
But we won't even come to band practice.
Well, you take a leaf out of her book, young man. Now, come on, you two.
Oh, I just need to have a word with Dad.
No, not now, he's busy.
You go on ahead, I'll be over in a minute.
Well, make sure you are. Come on, Joe.
Yeah, well, I got dirty hands.
I dare say Kathy's got a bar of soap you can borrow. Come
yeah,
on,
well, no, I don't like this.
You
got a thing or two to learn about timing, son.
Eh?
You know what time your mum gets back from work? All you have to do is to get home 5 minutes early.
Oh, I got held up.
Well, if you don't want her bending your ear about them plumbing exams.
Oh, I signed your job, Dad.
You what?
Well, if you're interested, bit of landscape gardening. Clearing a load of undergrowth and stuff and putting down the lawn.
Who for?
Oliver Sterling.
You what?
It's that bit by the yard.
You have got to be kidding.
Where you used to dump all those bits of junk.
There is no way I'm working as the hired hand on my own farm.
Well, ain't yours now.
It's only justice it would be.
It's all of us now.
And if you was a true Grundy, you'd keep away and all.
I made you a fruitcake.
Oh, Clary, how can you?
Oh, this place has changed since Martha Woodford lived here.
I would ask you to sit down, but as you can see...
Had she got no chairs?
My new sofa was supposed to be delivered this afternoon.
Fitted carpet, I didn't.
But the wretched shop phoned to say I can't have it till next week.
Oh, that is typical.
Rag rugs Martha used to have.
And my one armchair, the one piece of furniture I wanted from the ball, it won't fit in the car.
Eddie can fetch it for you in the van.
Don't see red rugs no more, do you?
Oh, Joe, he'll be over in a minute.
Actually, if Eddie's around, is he any good with flat-pack furniture?
Who do you mean, flat-pack?
Well, you see, Jamie has set his heart on a loft bed.
What's that one you should own?
You know, like bunk beds, only without the bottom bunk.
Eh?
So I went and bought this thing.
What's the point of that?
Gives you more floor space.
And Jamie's bedroom's very small. And of course it arrived in bits, and the instructions make no sense at all.
Oh, dear.
I've been wrestling with a darn thing all afternoon, and I still haven't got it up.
Hey, you want me to have a look?
Let's wait for Eddie, eh?
I did so want to have Jamie's room all ready for him.
Where is he now?
Oh, with Sid. I said I'd pick him up at 6.
Right, first things first, have you got a kettle?
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's get it on. What you need is a nice cup of tea.
Ah.
But I really ought to
And Joe, you go and fetch our garden chairs.
You what?
You know, them plastic ones. Kathy can borrow them till she gets her proper furniture.
Oh, Clary.
They may not look very beautiful, but they're quite comfy. We sat on them all the time when we was living in the caravan. Well, go on, Joe, off you go.
All right, all right.
Ed, back already?
Oh, it's about your garden.
What about it?
Well, I asked my dad if he were interested in doing it for you, and he said no.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, nothing personal, like. He's just got a lot of, you know, other stuff on.
Oh, well, never mind. Thanks for asking.
But I'll do it for you.
No, Ed, I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because it's an enormous job. There's a massive cutting back to be done.
Well, we cleared brambles before.
And then there's a huge amount of debris to be shifted.
I know what's there, remember? I've seen what my dad chucked in over the years.
And it'll all have to be taken to the dump.
Well, I can do that.
How? You're not old enough to drive.
I'll get my brother to help me.
And once it's cleared, I dare say the soil will need a thorough going over before it can be grassed.
Well, I can borrow a rotavator. Neil Carr's got one, I think. Or Tony Archer.
Have you ever used one before?
Yeah, of course I have. I was brought up on this farm, remember? And my dad wouldn't never let us kids sit around when there were work to be done. I've been driving a tractor since I was 12.
I'm sure you have.
Don't tell my mum that.
Well, talking of your mum, she's not going to be very pleased, is she, if I start offering you work just when you're supposed to be doing your exam?
Oh, forget about them.
No, Ed, I'm sorry. I can't.
Well, like I said, I have to take a break now and then. I'll do the odd hour, evenings and weekends. And then once my exams are over, I can really get stuck in and finish it.
Well...
And I've done grass before, you know. And I can get some compost off my dad, make a proper seed bed... Or was you thinking of laying turf?
Well, I haven't actually decided.
Well, I can do turf. I've done turf before. I'm really good at turf. And I come cheap. Very cheap. You know how cheap I am. And I work hard. I'm value for money, me.
All right, Ed. I give in.
We can have the job.
Yes.
Thrill.
Well, I tell you this, Dad. I wouldn't work for him. Not if he paid me £1,000 a week.
Nor me neither.
It's not just because he bought our farm.
No, of course it isn't.
Just don't trust the fella.
Shifty look about him, isn't he?
Yeah, says he was a farm.
You can tell by looking at his hands. Never did a day's hard graft in his life.
But he looks down his nose at the likes of us.
Exactly. Right. Pass us up another slat.
What?
Another slat for the bed.
Well, no more. That was the last.
But I still got a blooming great gap up here. The mattress will poke through.
Well, that's what it was.
What's that leaning against the wall?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, come on, give it here. But our Edward, he just won't see it.
Oh, that's youngsters for you, isn't it?
He just don't seem to have no pride.
Well, he can't bear to go round Green's farm now. See what that man's done to the old place.
Oh, I know. Tarted it up out of all recognition, isn't he?
But Edward, he don't care. He just don't have the same feeling for the old place like you and me.
No. And I bet he won't turn a hair if they build all them new houses on our old pasture.
That is criminal, that is.
38 houses? Can you believe it?
Well, there was plenty of folks at that meeting last night prepared to lead in front of the bulldozers.
Yeah, won't do no good, though, will it? Too much money at stake. Right, that's that done. Now, if I just stand on the ladder here, can you pass up the mattress?
Right-o. Oh, raise it soon.
Right, you give me that end. That's right. Now, if you can lift the other end. When I say lift, you lift. One, two, three, and lift.
Well done.
I reckon we've done a good job there.
Yeah, we still got a couple of them big bolts left over.
Oh, don't worry. It can't be anything vital.
You sure?
Yeah, well, look at it. Solid as a rock.
Hey, well, what'll I do with them then, eh?
Yeah, just put them in your pocket.
Are you going to be much longer?
No, no.
And it's nearly 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, we're done.
About time. Poor little Jamie's fast asleep down there. And Kathy looks like she's going to nod off any minute.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, looks all right. What about the ladder, though? That don't look too safe.
No, it's none too steady. Yeah, design flaw, if you ask me. Yeah.
But shouldn't it be fixed on? Yeah, look, there's bolt holes in the top here.
Oh.
Ah.
We was just about to fix that, weren't we, Dad? Pass us them spare bolts.
How are they getting on?
Oh, very nearly done. Oh, I'm so sorry, Catherine.
No, don't apologise.
Oh, a simple job like that, how long have they been up there?
Oh, it wasn't that simple, though.
Best part of 4 hours.
I couldn't make sense of the instructions.
Anyway, shouldn't be more than another couple of minutes.
Oh, thanks, Clary.
You don't have to thank me.
Oh, but I do. I don't think I could have coped with this evening at all if you hadn't been here.
Oh.
This just isn't how I imagined it would be.
What?
Moving into my new house. Oh. I thought I'd have everything unpacked, cook a nice supper. Jamie and I would curl up on our new sofa.
Shame about that.
Here I am, surrounded by boxes, sitting on a borrowed garden chair under a bare light bulb.
You'll soon get it looking nice.
And I keep remembering.
What?
Oh, it's silly, but... Well, it would have been my 14th wedding anniversary this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ironic or what?
Oh, Cathy.
Anyway, no point in dwelling on it.
No, Jamie's fine.
Yes. I'll get into bed in a minute. Now, in one of these boxes, there should be a bottle. Oh, yeah, here we are.
Now, where'd that come from?
A present from Pat. Organic wine.
Oh. Did I hear the word wine?
Oh, I should have guessed that would get you down there.
You can smell alcohol at 50 paces, can't you, Dad?
I have no idea where the glasses are. We'll have to use the mugs.
On the draining board, Jim.
A corkscrew?
Oh, Lord.
Do not despair. I never travel without my trusty penknife with corkscrew attachment. Shall I do the honours?
Oh, please.
It's like when we moved in next door, innit? I'll never forget the champagne cooling in the mop bucket.
There we go. Right, where are the mugs, Dad?
Here, coming, coming.
Well, it's not quite champagne, but it is organic.
Yes, well, it's one for you, Cathy Perch.
Thanks.
And Clary.
Cat.
And one for me.
Well, here's to you, Cathy, and your new home.
And to good neighbours.
To good neighbours. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah, it's a nice drop of wine, that is.
Ten days till the wedding and the strain is beginning to tell.
right?
Yeah, fine.
Thank God.
What a way to spend a lovely spring morning, eh? Looking into the mouths of sheep.
I'll do it next time. Debbie phoned while you were out.
Oh, is she cheered up at all?
Oh, still sounds pretty gloomy. I was telling her about the telly last night, talking about the mosaic.
Didn't she see it?
No, she missed it.
Oh, shame. I've never seen anyone hijack an interview quite so completely.
She was brilliant, wasn't she?
The interviewer couldn't get a word in.
Yeah, the poor bloke obviously wanted to talk about art.
Didn't stand a chance, did he? She was so busy banging on about what a scandal it was that the school should be threatened.
Oh, I just hope some members of the county council were watching.
Yeah, so do I.
Anyway, Debbie says, will you ring her back?
Yeah, okay.
She wants to talk about autumn.
All right.
You know, when they take over the arable.
Oh, hang on. It's going to be a bit difficult to do that over the phone.
That's what I thought.
Oh, she'd need to come over, really. Have a look at what we're doing.
Maybe next week.
Let's not jump the gun.
Oh, by the way, the potatoes are coming through.
Are they?
Yeah, looking really good. And the oilseed rape's coming into flower.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, I just can't believe anything can go wrong now.
Well, let's check the cows this afternoon, and then we'll decide.
Just tell me one thing. You haven't booked a stripper, have you? Oh, please, Tom, no.
I'm not telling you. It's going to be a surprise.
But not a stripper, please.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, the idea of some strange woman wearing nothing but a thong and, you know...
No, what?
Makes my flesh creep.
I worry about you sometimes, Roy.
But seriously...
Look, don't panic. Won't do anything to embarrass you. Well, not much. No. I mean, it wouldn't be a stag night without a bit of gratuitous embarrassment, would it?
Right. There's your tea. Help yourself to sugar.
Ta.
And with a bit of luck... Ah, yes. Some of Marjorie's rock bones. You want one?
Oh, yeah, please.
Right. Here you go.
What about this honeymoon?
Well, everything's booked. But that's the easy bit.
Well, how do you mean?
I really want to keep this a surprise, right?
She hasn't guessed yet, then?
No. No, she still thinks we're coming straight back here after the reception. But she's not going to enjoy it if I whisk her off to London and she hasn't got the right clothes.
So you've got to pack for her?
Yeah, and I haven't got a clue. I really haven't.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I've been trying to talk to my sister. She'll have a better idea of what I can do, but she's been working all week.
Hello?
Oh, hello. We're in here.
I thought you said she was at work.
Oh, she should be.
Hi. Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm not stopping. I've got all the kids in the car. Couldn't you use a plate? What? Crumbs everywhere.
Sorry.
Do you know where Phoebe's red coat is?
Isn't it on the hook in the hall?
I wouldn't be asking if it was, would I?
And what do you want it for anyway? Phoebe's round at Jennifer's.
Yes, I know. Well, Jennifer's just called me to say Phoebe's fallen over in the yard, got herself covered in mud, and can I bring round some clean clothes? Have I got nothing better to do?
Why didn't she ring me?
Well, she probably thought you were at work. Is that it?
What?
We're back in your chair.
Oh, yeah. This?
Yeah, you put it there to dry off last night, don't you remember?
Oh, so it's my fault, is it?
What? No, of course not. What's the matter, love?
Nothing.
Do you want me to take it round to Old Farm?
No, I'll do it. I've got to go and fetch Becky from school now. I'll drop it in on the way back.
Oh, OK.
Well, if you want to make yourself useful, you could do something about the state of this floor.
What's wrong with it?
It's filthy. It's covered in crumbs.
Sorry.
There's a massive ironing waiting to be done, but I must go. I'll see you later.
Nope. OK, love.
Bye.
Oh, I don't think she's having a good day.
Are you quite sure you want to get married, Roy?
What's going on? I mean, why is it the school out?
It's not 5:30 yet.
Don't tell me my watch is wrong.
Well, what time do you make it?
Nearly 4:20, and I've run half the way from Penny Hazard.
Why?
Because there's nowhere to flipping park.
You do look a bit pink.
Oh, what is wrong with the traffic this afternoon?
I was going to ask how the blushing bride is doing.
I shouldn't, if I were you.
No, right.
I am seriously thinking I shall have to call the whole thing off.
Well,
if I can't find a hairdresser who's prepared to work on a bank holiday... You don't know anyone, I suppose.
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought customer service was meant to be the watchword these days. Evidently not in Borchester.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a sofa delivered yesterday, but it didn't turn up.
Oh, you moved into April Cottage, haven't you? Oh, how did it go?
Well, we're in. That's about all you can say. It's going to be a while till it feels like home. Still, at least I've got a home now.
Yeah. I know where Roy and me would go if it wasn't for Marjorie. And yet when someone comes along with a plan to build some new houses, everyone's up in arms.
What do you mean?
You must have heard, surely, down beyond the church.
They're going to be executive homes. 200 grand at least.
Not all of them. There's going to be some low cost.
Not many.
Better than a punk in the eye.
Oh, here come the kids.
What are young couples supposed to do, eh? Go and live in Borchester? Somewhere ghastly, like Meadow Rise.
Oh, Tom.
Hi, Mum.
Where have you been?
Well, nowhere. Oh, I did nip over to see Roy. Why?
Well, Dad was looking for you.
What for?
I don't know.
I probably wanted to have another go at me about mucking out the cowsheds. Honestly, if there's one job that's not remotely urgent, it's that one. But every time
Look,
I see him...
don't be too hard on him.
Why not? He's being right pain at the moment, don't you reckon?
He's having to work awfully hard just now.
And the rest of us aren't.
And he's getting a new polytunnel next week.
Oh, you found one of you?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps that'll cheer him up.
So can you please make sure that you're here to help him put it up?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hi. Thought we got rid of you at last.
Tom!
Don't worry. This is only a flying visit.
Oh!
I've brought you a present.
My goodness!
Wow!
There's so many flowers.
Only?
Have you got enough vases, Mum?
Oh, they're wonderful. Thank you, Cathy. We're going to miss you, aren't we, Tom?
Don't answer that.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's very quiet without Jamie.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't mean he's... You know, I just got used to having him around. I'll miss him.
Well, you can come and visit him any time you like.
Okay.
Only wait till the sofa's been delivered.
Are you going to come in for a cup of tea?
No, I've got Jamie in the car. But while I'm here, could I possibly borrow a casserole dish?
Yes, of course.
I decided I was going to cook my first proper meal in my own home. Went to the shops, got all the ingredients, and suddenly realised no casserole dish.
Come on, let's go inside. I'll dig one out for you.
Tom! Oh, no. Hi, Dad.
Afternoon, Tony. Look at the magnificent flowers Cathy's brought.
When are you going to learn, eh?
What?
Electric fences don't work unless you turn them on.
What are you talking about? I haven't touched any of the electric fences.
And who tractor-hoed the lettuces the other day?
The lettuces? Oh. Well, I did, but... Oh, no, not the rabbit fence.
Yes, the rabbit fence.
Oh, dear. Is there much damage? Yeah.
We've lost a lot.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
The whole of the first sowing.
Well, we've still got some early ones in the polytunnel.
Yeah, but our main crop.
It's not the end of the world.
Even if I reseed now, we're going to have no lettuces till July.
Well, we'll just have to buy some in from the co-op.
And where would we be if we were doing veg boxes, eh? Answer me that.
But if you're having your hen night on the Friday...
Well, that's the general idea, yes. And then I'll babysit Saturday so Roy can have his stag party.
Tis only a week away
now.
I know. Brenda's starting to worry.
I will ring her this weekend, I promise. It's just the past few days have been so hectic. I thought I had everything under control.
If there's anything I can do...
Oh, no, it's all right, Betty. Unless you know a hairdresser, do you?
You've already asked me.
Oh, yeah, of course I have.
Mine was no good.
Oh, I just can't find anyone who'll come out on the bank holiday. It's so frustrating.
Oh, hello, Phoebe. What are you doing with no clothes on?
Oh, I can't find her pyjamas.
She had an accident this morning, remember?
Oh, yeah, I know.
She had to put them in the wash.
Yeah, but she doesn't seem to have any clean ones.
Oh, Roy, honestly.
What?
Well, if you put the washing away like I asked you, is it wasting the afternoon with Tom?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Starting to get a bit nervous, isn't she?
She's okay. It's been a bit of a rough week, what with one thing and another.
Here we are, Phoebe Beads.
Do you want me to,
No, it's all right, I can manage. Oh. Come on, sweetheart.
Well, I'd better be off.
No. Trousers don't go on heads, do they? Come on, make them on properly.
So, I'll tell Brenda you're ring, then.
Yeah, over the weekend, I promise.
Okay, then. See you soon.
Bye, Betty. Say goodbye to Nana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling. Goodbye.
Can you find your own way down?
Yes, of course I can.
Okay, then. See you, Mum.
And now the other arm. That's a good go. Right. Where are your slippers, eh? Where are your nice floppy bunny slippers?
They're in your bedroom, aren't they, Phoebs? You think you can find them?
I'll do it.
No, no, stay there. Go on, sweetheart. Yeah, run and find your slippers.
Yeah.
Good girl. Now, you're going to tell me what's up?
What do you mean?
You've been like a bear with a sore head all day.
I haven't.
You have, you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, and it's not like you.
It's just... It's so stupid.
No, tell me.
I suppose since you told me about Jennifer taking Phoebe to South Africa...
Oh, it'll be all right.
Well, I know, but after all we went through with Kate, I just can't get rid of that little speck of doubt. Suppose Kate does something stupid.
Well, Jennifer won't let her.
And suddenly, silly things, things that shouldn't matter, like not having got my hen party organised.
Well, that won't take 5 minutes.
Stupid business of not being able to find a hairdresser.
Oh, you can always wear your hair
but
down.
I can't cope anymore, I don't think. Because everything seems to be conspiring against me.
Oh, come on, love. You want to call the whole thing off?
No! Of course not, do you?
No way! And that's all that matters, isn't it? You and me getting married. And everything else is just... Oh, what is it Marjorie says? Floppery and fandangles. What is it?
Frippery and fandangles.
Yeah, right, and don't you forget it. One other thing.
What?
I love you.
Even when I'm a miserable cow.
Yes. Even when you're a miserable cow.
Come on, you great lump. Let's have a look at those gnashers. Ah, yes. Now, there's a fine set of gums.
All right.
Yeah, last one. Just got to check old Delia's feet. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you, is there? Let's just see how you walk. Go on. Go on. See those hooves in action? Oh, yes. Look at that. What a mover.
I think you've been cooped up too long.
I know I have.
Well, what do you reckon?
Well, the herd's all clear. The sheep are all clear.
There are no new cases in South Borsetshire. I checked before I did the milking.
We'd still have to be really careful. But I think we should open the gates.
So do I.
Lift the siege.
Let poor old Bert go home.
Say hello to the world.
And go to the shops.
Yeah.
And let Pip be a bridesmaid. And take Josh to feed the ducks and play on the swings and... Oh, bliss.
How do you fancy going down to the Bull for a drink this evening?
Do you know, that's the best offer I've had for 8 weeks.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Jeannie Hall-Kenny and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.